You've heard that time is money. Well, consider this an investment on a way to building wealth that's always right on the money. We're sitting down with local experts that all have a mind for money.
Hello, and you're watching A Mind for Money with Citizens Bank. My name is Timmy Stanford, and I am your host. And today with me, I have Bailey Kaiser, and she is going to be talking with us about budgeting and what it looks like to get a budget set up, what some general guidelines for some basic budget tactics are, and how you can implement those into your daily lives. So Bailey, thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your history in banking.
So I am the manager at the East Troy office inside of the Piggly Wiggly. I've been doing that for about 7 years and in banking for about 10.
Okay. Awesome. I'm sure you run into people all the time asking questions about their money and, sometimes, unfortunately, I'm sure you run into people who have been having problems with their balances in their account and they have questions on what they can maybe do to try to turn that around and figure out a healthy budget for themselves. And that's what we're going to be talking about today is establishing a budget. What is a budget? It doesn't have to be a four-letter word. It's not always the big bad thing that people make it out to be. What are the advantages of using it, how to create it, and then how to, practically implement it into your daily life. Let's get right started and say a budget has been suggested by, pretty much everyone that we've had on board so far. It affects a lot of areas of how you handle your finances and then can ultimately end up having either positive or negative ripple effects into a lot of other things, whether or not you effectively follow it. So, why do you think that having a budget or not having a budget can so drastically affect so many areas of your finances?
Absolutely. So I think of it as having a budget is kind of like the difference between going into the grocery store with a shopping list and without one. When you have that list and you know exactly what you're in there to get, you stick to all of your goals, you don't do more than you need to, and you don't forget anything. Having a budget is similar to that in that you ensure that all of your most important needs are met. Then you still have kind of that wiggle room. You're not overspending. You're not making impulse decisions, things like that. It just sort of helps you keep on track, but then gives you that room for the extras too.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, that's a really good example, a good comparison there. So what are the advantages of having a budget? What is a reason that someone should decide to set up a budget and stick to one?
I would say one of the biggest things that helps with having a budget is if you have future financial goals. So say you are looking to purchase a home or you want to save for your kids to go to college or any number of things. Having a budget can help ensure that you are reaching those financial goals without stressing yourself out or feeling like you're always kind of falling behind.
Yeah, so you can save up to achieve those goals while also still maintaining the rest of your financial health.
Exactly.
And you're not falling behind on your bills or your rent or mortgage or anything like that. Yeah, that's all a really good point. It's hard to figure out if you're going to have enough to do those things if you aren't specifically targeting it and figuring out a way to achieve it.
Exactly.
Does that mean, if you're setting up a budget, does that mean you can't do the fun stuff anymore? Or what does that look like for a lot of people?
No, and that's, I think, the biggest misconception about a budget is that it's just for bills and saving and nothing else. But in budgeting, you should always include money for things that you do enjoy, for your hobbies, for fun things, for, a splurge here and there. Because if you're too stuffy, it's going to be like a diet where you don't want to stick to it, and it's going to be a lot harder to maintain over time. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to make sure you keep things enjoyable in there as well.
Yeah, and I think a budget helps ensure that there is the money to do the hobbies.
Exactly.
You can look at it from that perspective, and it can help it be a bit more digestible is if you look at it like, if I have this budget set up, it ensures that I actually have put aside the money to do the fun things that I want to do instead of trying to get to the point where you want to do them and you can't feasibly do them at that time. So is there a best time to start budgeting? Like, is there different milestones in people's lives where you recommend to start doing that, or even like a time of year that maybe people can consider that?
I think any time is a good time to start a budget. There's no wrong time or right time. Just whenever you're ready to start kind of looking at your finances and set that up, it's a good time.
Yeah. And so, what about if, someone who's comfortable with their financial situation or not comfortable, do you think there's really a difference there, or do you think it's just really good for everyone to have?
I think it's good for anybody, no matter what kind of stage in life or your finances you are.
Yeah. So, I mean, just because you feel like you're, you know, way behind, you're never too far behind on your finances. It's only going to help you figure out where you are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, even if you're doing really well, it's only going to help you even more to really see where your money's going and decide if you should be putting it elsewhere or maybe even investing it or something like that. So what does a budget plan look like? What is a, you know, brief overview? What is a budget?
So a budget can look a lot of different ways. There isn't a one size fits all to budgeting. So for some people, a budget can be an Excel spreadsheet that they have, and they have all of their different monthly bills and things like that and what they have in savings. For some people, it is an app. There's all kinds of different financial software and things like that out there that people use. You can just write it down. You can have a notebook that you write things down in. You can stick money in envelopes, whatever. So it can look like a lot of different things, kind of suit to your needs.
So tell me a little bit more about the budgeting apps. You just kind of mentioned that there are apps that are out there that you can utilize to help keep yourself on track. What are the benefits of using that versus just writing it down on paper? What kind of additional benefits are available to you?
Yeah, so with a budgeting app, it helps you analyze the spending that you're doing. So rather than just seeing the numbers, it can kind of categorize in percentages what you're doing, which can be a really eye-opening experience for somebody when they're trying to figure out if they're over or underspending in certain areas. Mm-hmm. So that can be a really nice tool to make sure that you're putting the money where you really want it to go.
Yeah, and I know a lot of them can be directly from your bank app or mm-hmm. linked to a bank app, so mm-hmm. you can see it can automatically kind of categorize things for you and help you figure out where you are spending your money. And that kind of leads me into my next question about tracking. It sounds like, you know, from what we're talking about already, tracking what you're doing is an important first step in actually implementing the budget or even just figuring out what your budget should be, because, you know, you're not really, how are you supposed to know what your budget should be if you don't really know all the things you have to spend on? Mm-hmm. So, you know, what do you have any tips for people who are trying to figure out how to track income or maybe some big categories? You know, like I said, I know the apps will automatically break down categories, but what would you say are some major categories of spending that you would recommend people, if they're trying to like subcategorize their types of spending, what are some of the different categories?
Sure. I like to think of it in terms of sort of high importance to more low importance. So think of high importance as your rent or your mortgage, utilities, loan payments, like a car payment, things like that. So the things that you absolutely cannot get rid of every month, mm-hmm. you have to do it. And then from there, you can look at other less essential but still important things to you. So, for example, one thing that I like to recommend to customers is to review your bank statement. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could highlight or color code the different things. So pink could be those high importance things, the mortgage, et cetera. And yeah. then you can do another color for those other things. And that just kind of helps get an idea.
Yeah. And it sounds, you know, and it's an interesting to think about. In the high importance is there's mm-hmm. some things that are fixed price mm-hmm. high importance and some things that are variable price high importance. Like, you know, you need food, you know,
yeah.
you need to go to the grocery store, but the amount you spend at the grocery store isn't necessarily set in stone every month.
No.
So that's the type of thing where when you're considering how you can, when you're tracking what you're doing, it, you can categorize that as high importance, but maybe you want to make a specific separate category for the necessary things you're doing, but the necessary things that have a flexible spending amount. So you can assess if that's something that maybe could be changed if you're trying to free up some money somewhere else. So cool. You know, we've looked at our bank statements. We figured out where we're spending our money and, you know, we've got an idea of what a budget can be. Am I all set to go? You know, what do I do now? How do I start doing this?
And that's another thing that can go a few different ways. So you can either, for example, do it by percentages. Like some people put 70% towards those really important things, maybe 10% for some flex spending and 20% for savings.
Yeah.
Whatever works best for you. I think that when you first start a budget, it might take a couple months to get a really good feel for what's working and if mm-hmm. something needs to change.
Yeah, and it seems important to be willing to adjust if you need to. Mm-hmm. You know,
definitely.
If it's not working out or something really isn't being executed in the way that you think, being willing to look at it again and do a full breakdown of everything again to figure out if something needs to change. I think that's important too. It's an important balance of being willing to be strict with it, but also being willing to be flexible if things do need to change for it to be doable. Because like you said, you don't want it to be like, oh, this is a diet and everything I do now stinks because I have to live on a budget. But it is important to, you know, just know where your money's going. And, you know, if a 70-20-10 breakdown works for you and it's going to help you get where you want to go, great. But if you look at it after a couple of months and that breakdown's really not saving you enough money for what you want to do, mm-hmm. then maybe you need to reassess and, yep. and cut back somewhere else too.
And I would encourage people to reassess. Maybe do it twice a year, at the beginning of the year and the middle of the year, something like that.
Yeah.
Everyone's life situation changes. And it can change every couple years, whatever. So.
Yeah, I mean, or as you get raises or mm-hmm. as you yep. take on new expenses, yep. you know, there's a lot of stuff that changes. You get a new car, something like that. It's definitely worth, you know, breaking it all down again. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the nice things about having an app that tracks that is it should kind of automatically be updating that so you can see all your percentages of different categories. And some of those apps, you know, break it down even further rather than just like high need, you know, low need to categories of types of spending, entertainment, if it's food, if it's mm-hmm. grocery, if it's a loan payment, if yep. it's stuff like that. And I know specifically for our bank app on the Citizens Bank mobile app mm-hmm. that and the application on the desktop, there is a budget tracker mm-hmm. like that as
yes.
well that has that full breakdown that allows you to see where the money's going and allows you to you know, see those numbers visually and help you make your decision on what you want to do. So where can you go for help if you don't really, you know, you've heard this all, but you're still not sure where you should start with mm-hmm. with planning a budget? Where would you go to get some help with that?
Come see your personal banker. We would love to go over things with you. We can pull up your statements. We can help you start, you know, finding those different categories and figuring out what sort of details are important to you so that we can help you make that happen. You can also talk to a financial advisor if you're looking at something more in the investment world of things. They would be a great resource for that. But definitely just start at your local office. We're always happy to help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with that, I'm going to get into some do's and don'ts about budgeting here today. And I would say the first do is start tracking your expenses. Figure out where you're spending your money because you can't really feasibly figure out a budget without knowing how you are currently spending your money. I mean, you can take a shot in the dark and say, hey, this is ideally how I want to spend my money. But if you got to make sure you're accounting for everything, especially the high importance things. And I would say don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. You can get really nitty gritty about it and really hyper detailed if you want, if that's how you operate. But if you're not someone who operates well in that access, don't make it more complicated for yourself than you need to make it. And I would say do utilize automatic transfers, direct debits, stuff like that, because that will make sure that the important things are being paid on time and can take some of the stress out of your budgeting and your bill paying and everything. And also don't forget to review your budget every so often to make sure that it's working out, that your goals that you're trying to achieve are you're making progress towards them, and that everything important is getting paid for. And I would say take advantage of free tools. A lot of the budgeting stuff is free. A lot of the bank, like our bank app, has the free spending analyzer.
Yep.
Take advantage of free tools to help you figure that out. And don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask your personal banker, like you said, or a financial advisor or a responsible family member, you know, who has been, you know, budgets well. It's worth doing. There's a lot of different techniques for doing it mm-hmm. and making sure you're spending in the right category. You know, something, a small thing that I've talked to my brother about as we've talked about different budgeting tactics over the years is having a specific maybe credit card or account that you use for your entertainment only. So you can see the exact dollar amount, you know, outside of just your spending tracking, you have a constant reminder of how mm-hmm. much you've been spending. If you have one credit card account that you only use for fun stuff or going out to eat, you can see if you get your bill at the end of the month and it's $600. Yeah, maybe you way overstepped.
Mm-hmm.
But it also gives you, you know, a really strong visual representation. So, you know, that's just like one, that's just one tactic. There's a lot of tactics out there for what you can do. And if you find that it really helps ingrain in your brain what you're doing, awesome. But if you feel like it's not sticking with you, reassess, figure out where to go from there. And with that, do you have any closing thoughts on anything that we talked about today or anything you thought of as we were going through?
Yeah. So what you had just mentioned about having like a separate credit card or something that you use for fun money or that kind of thing reminds me of how there's kind of this misconception sometimes that you can have one checking account and one savings account, and then that's what you're limited to.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the case. Another thing that can really help people with budgeting is separating things out by account.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know exactly what pool of money you have for each category of spending. Like,
yeah.
I have a savings dedicated to birthdays, holidays, and like unexpected kid expenses and things. And it's been a huge lifesaver at the end of the year when Christmas comes along and I have to make sure I can, you know, handle all of those things.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you could use the same idea I was saying just with like four checking accounts. You could have your necessary bills checking account. You could have your, other important things that you need to buy, but maybe variable, like your gas and groceries. Mm-hmm. You could do an account for that, a fun money account, or, you know, or a, just a catch all or whatever. You know, you can have, you know, as many accounts as you really think is feasible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as long as you know where that money is and that's another way you can utilize direct debits and direct withdrawals is you can have your paycheck automatically split between several accounts. Even if you physically deposit, you can set up direct transfers regularly through your online banking and stuff like that to split that money out there. Or if you get a direct deposit, you can ask your employer to direct deposit across several different accounts. So you never even see what's going where and think about that lump sum.
That's exactly what I do. Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of different tactics out there. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's not one size fits all. So it is good to analyze it for yourself and talk to a personal banker and help figure out what is going to be the best for you. And, with the type of job you have, with the type of goals you may have, there's a lot of different things that might work out. But yeah, with that, Bailey, we thank you for coming on here today and chatting with us. And let us know if you have any feedback, any questions, or any suggestions for new episodes. We'd love to hear that at heytimmy@amindformoney.com. That's HEYTIMMY @amindformoney.com. And with that, we thank you for being here and hope you have a great rest of your day.